A big part of our global warming problem starts right in coal country. Recently, I recorded this coal train leaving a coal mine destined for some power plants. It was a long train, and across the country, hundreds like it run constantly. The coal power industry generates half our electricity, and that's responsible for nearly 40% of the carbon dioxide, or CO2, that we chuck into the atmosphere. Well, wouldn't it be great if we could reverse some of this? So when we pull coal out of the earth and then burn it, we could just send some of the carbon dioxide gas underground? Well, that idea is getting tested by scientists, and recently I found one.
What's your name, sir?
Robert Finley. I'm the director for the Center for Energy and Earth Resources at the Illinois State Geologic Survey.
Finley wants to take carbon dioxide and bury it deep under the town of Decatur, Illinois. He says the rock has to be just right. One layer needs to absorb the carbon dioxide, while other rock has to keep it put.
In order for the CO2 to remain in the subsurface to not leak back to the atmosphere, we have to have an excellent seal.
Finley calls this geological carbon sequestration, and he says it's worked in small tests. His experiment and six others across the country are much larger. Finley says the technology is promising but needs testing.
Decatur involves 2 years of characterizing the site and drilling wells before we even inject CO2, 3 years of CO2 injection, and then 2 more years of study of the site. So that in total is a 7-year effort.
Again, Finley has to make sure the carbon dioxide stays underground and that it will not hurt water or other underground resources. But while Finley does his experiment, coal plants continue to dump CO2 into the atmosphere. And that's got some environmental groups a little impatient.
The best way to avoid emissions from burning coal is to not burn it in the first place.
This is Ron Burke, the Midwest director for the Union of Concerned Scientists.
We can meet most, if not all, of our nation's energy needs by substantially increasing the use of energy efficiency and renewable energy.
But when you listen to Mr. Obama and Mr. McCain when they're hitting the campaign trail for president, both of these candidates seem to want to make it work. When Mr. Finley and others doing work on the ground say, I won't even have my data until 2014.
Right. It's clear that a lot of elected officials and others share this aspirational goal, right, to commercially develop so-called clean coal technologies. But right now, we can't depend on it. We shouldn't be developing plans to mitigate greenhouse gases, assuming that that technology is going to be available.
Geologist Robert Finley agrees that we cannot rely on carbon sequestration exclusively. Even if CO2 can stay underground forever, there's no guarantee we can afford to send it there.
One could argue that we should have been doing this 5 years ago or earlier, but we can't go forward and simply drill a well next year and start putting this in the ground without these kind of studies, because that would be, I think, reckless in my view.
Finley does not apologize for the pace of science. He says he's confident it can answer questions about carbon sequestration. He just hopes it's in time to make a difference for the global warming problem. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.